This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's Thursday today, the 2nd of May, which makes tomorrow the first Friday of the month, which regular listeners to this program will know means something very, very special. Well, special in an economic indicator kind of way, I guess. The April unemployment report will be upon us. This morning, we learned initial claims for jobless benefits hit a five-year low, which means layoffs are down. But something interesting is happening on the way to that number, because while fewer people are being forced out, more of them are quitting their jobs. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour gets us going.
Paul Swash was working for Daily Deal company Living Social last year until he found out that his sales job was going to get eliminated in a few months. But rather than wait things out, he just quit, started looking for a new job.
I didn't want to sit in a company that didn't have faith in what our department could do.
He says he was confident he could find something else, but he wouldn't have dared make such a move during the recession.
But I think now, you know, I do see the economy doing better. Yeah, definitely not as worried as I would have been a few years ago.
Guy Podgornik is an economist at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. He keeps track of how often people like Paul Swash quit their jobs. It's called the quits rate, because quitting is good.
When do people quit their jobs? They quit their jobs when they're either moving to another job or they think another job is out there and available for them. It's a good indicator of where the economy is or people's perceptions.
Right now, the quits rate is 1.7%. 1.7 out of every 100 employees quit in February, the latest data available. That's up from 1.2% in 2009, but it's still not where it was before the recession. Chris Lowe is chief economist with FTN Financial.
The quit rate is still very low. It has risen since the Great Recession, but it hasn't risen as quickly as it has in the past.
He says the Fed is watching this number carefully.
It's entirely consistent with a job market that's steadily getting better, but still has a long way to go and isn't getting better as rapidly as anyone wants.
So, sure, employers aren't laying off as many people, but that doesn't mean they're hiring either. Remember Paul Swash? He's the guy who was with Living Social. 4 months after he quit, he's still looking. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.